This is Sell Without Selling, Episode 3.
If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get into today's topic. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've always wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business, in your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, enough of that. Let's get into today's topic of making shift happen. You heard me right. It's time that we really take control over us, our income, our business, our life. Look, right now in the midst of this global pandemic, right now a lot of people are being faced with struggles that they never foresaw, that they had no way to predict. And reality is, if you stepped into empowerment, if you owned your own ability, the knowledge that you control your life, you control your destiny, you control your results. If that's something that you can stand in right now, you can make shift happen sooner rather than later. If that's something that you struggle with, if you're sitting back trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, where to go, if you're waiting for government assistance, if you're waiting for the PPPL, if you're waiting for the EIDL, if you're waiting for something or someone to bail you out, if you're waiting for your phone to ring, then you're putting yourself, your business, your life, your family, your security in dire jeopardy. Because let's talk about what really happens. See, in situations that become unpredictable, unprecedented, I'll use the media term, uncertain, what happens is our fight or flight kicks in, right? That's our primary, most primitive response system, fight or flight. When that kicks in, you either dig in, put up your dukes, and give it everything you have to thrive and survive. If flight kicks in, well, then you put your head in the sand or you run from whatever it is that is scaring you or incorporating fear into you. Look, I'm not minimizing what's going on today, and I'm definitely avoiding the lack of sincerity and heartfelt concern I have for a lot of people who are struggling. I want people to use this as an opportunity to get better, to be better, to do better, because it's there. See, isn't necessarily a temporary thing. This is going to allow us to step out of our gray area, out of our comfort zone, and into a new normal, a new way to do things, a better way to do things. See, ever since we got put on social distancing and were requested to stay at home, it's allowed me to really step back and look at my business, look at how I do business, look at what I've done in the past and what my plans were in the future and what I get to do differently, what I get to shift, what I get to pivot. You've heard my business name, Pivot Point Advantage. There's a story to that. We'll get into that at another time. Right now, it's really important for you to take a look at your past behaviors. They're going to predict what you're going to do next. See, history repeats itself in so many areas. Is this unprecedented? You know what? Every decade we've had something. Every decade something has hit our economy, our lives, our nations, our globe. And reality is, we can go back in history to see time and time again, we do recover from this. Those who are willing to embrace paradigm shifts, those who are willing to adapt and adjust, get better, they evolve. Those who go inward and shut down and wait for something to change, wait for things to happen, they get unfortunately left behind. If you're listening to this right now and you know people who aren't in movement, who aren't taking action, who aren't stepping into their empowerment, please share this with them. Because let me share something with you. There's a reason why statistics show 97% of business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals don't make it. And when I say don't make it, they're average or below. 97% shut their business. I know businesses who we are 30 days into this lockdown. I know businesses that have already shut down permanently and are filing bankruptcy. How can that happen? How can we as business owners not have the fortitude, the wherewithal, the mental, emotional resources, the financial resources, the human resources to tap into? Let's talk about the gray area, because this is what holds so many back. This is what prevents people from having everything that they've always dreamed of, desired, and deserved. This gray zone area, this is what keeps people stuck. See, this is their comfort zone. The comfort zone is the area that you stay in because it's what you know. It's your normal. It's where you're comfortable. See, anything outside of that area is not comfortable. And because it's not comfortable, you don't go there. Look at lottery winners. Do you know how many lottery winners statistics show win money and then end up right back where they were before they ever won the lotto? It's almost staggering to know it's almost 100%. Not quite, but pretty close. Why is it? Because they knew what they knew. That comfort zone, that gray area, that's what they knew, and that's what their normal is. And what happens is anything outside of that is an unknown. And when we venture out into the unknown, we either own it and continue to venture out, or we go back to what we knew, to what comfortable was. See, in order to be able to sell without sell, in order to be able to be successful, in order to be able to do things most don't, you get to get very comfortable with being uncomfortable, because that's what success is. Now, you heard me say earlier that the media references today as uncertain times. That's why success lies in our uncomfort. Because one thing that successful entrepreneurs, successful business owners, and successful sales professionals know is that every second of every minute of every hour of every day is uncertain until we decide what the certainty is. See, that's the problem. There are no uncertain times. Because the one thing I am certain of is I do determine how I'm going to respond or react to everything around me. Can I control coronavirus? No. Can I control COVID? No. Can I control the pandemic, the economy, or stay-at-home orders? I absolutely cannot, without a shadow of a doubt, control those forces. What I can control is how I allow it to impact me affect me, control me, and I can also control what I do about it, how I respond to it, how I pivot to the times. See, as I built my business, from a foundation of planning strategically and making very wise financial investments so that resources were available to me. I say that to say hindsight's always 20/20 for people. And this isn't about kicking yourself in the butt about not having the resources and not having the savings and having to wait for the PPPLs and the IDLs and everything like that. It's about what can you do right now? There are needs, wants, and desires out there right now. Is there a speed bump in the decision-making process for people? There absolutely is. People are being cautious right now, as they should be, and as should you. However, it doesn't stop the needs, it doesn't stop the wants, and it doesn't stop the desires. It's important for you to step up and look at how you do business, how you can do business, and how you should do business. It's important for you to look at your product, service, and solution and really, truly understand how it fits the needs, wants, and desires in today's current arena, because that's all that matters. See, it's not about the fancy negotiations. It's not about the tools, the tricks, the painting them into a corner, the attaching the needs to the product, service, and solution. Look, techniques absolutely do have their need in negotiations. Training, knowledge, skill sets all play a part. You're going to hear me say time and time again, success is 90% mindset, 10% skill set. You're going to hear me say time and time again, sales and success are very synonymous. In order to be able to sell, you must have a successful mindset. In order to have a successful mindset and success, you must be able to learn how to sell without selling. Let's talk about this gray area. When in your life have you made yourself stay comfortable? When in your life have you allowed yourself to be completely uncomfortable? Let's talk about it. How many networking meetings do you go to? Physical, virtual, doesn't matter what the society dictates at the moment. Yes, we are all in social distancing right now. Yes, we're all in physical distancing and stay-at-home orders right now. Yes, so networking, from a business perspective and a social perspective, is all done virtually right now. That's fine. However, the gray zone and making shift happen and staying comfortable, which is very dangerous, is applicable no matter what time it is. Because the only time success happens is when you step into your empowerment and you get comfortable with being uncomfortable. How many calls do you make a day to people who don't know you? How many times do you reach out to people? How many times do you insert yourself in environments where you're a little fish in a big pond? How many times do you sit down and plan your day and then implement strategically your plan? How many times do you make your heart race, the knot in your throat get stuck, and the butterflies in your stomach flutter nonstop because you are so far out your comfort zone, you need a plane ticket to get back? That is where success lies. If you're sitting in your gray zone, if you're waiting for someone else to make your life happen, then you're living in an arena of disempowerment. And it's time for you to step up, own it, step out of your comfort zone, step out of being comfortable, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and allowing yourself to make shift happen. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do two things right now. First, I would love if you would head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I would love to chat with you, get your feedback on the episodes, and find out any topics you're interested in to help make this more powerful and more helpful to achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, always desired, and you know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember, choice is a powerful thing and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so that you can get on your way, so that you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.